Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Hey, look at that. Where'd you find that, Drew? That's from my old Sunday show, huh?
Yeah, it's in the system. Still there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Happy to be here today. Happy Black Friday to you. It's hopefully going to be a good day. I don't know how it's going to go here. Frank Miller's going to be joining us from the this morning with Gordon Deal here coming up in a second. Let me know, Drew, when you get him. And we're going to talk a little bit about Black Friday and how big a deal it is. I mean, to me, it seems like it's not even a big deal anymore. I mean, there used to be a time everybody would line up in the cold in front of Best Buy or whatever and wait to get that TV. But now Black Friday's been going on for 2 months. Every time you turn around, it's Black Friday this and Black Friday that. And I don't know how many, I went to one store a month or so ago when it was pouring down rain, which was kind of unique for where I live. And it was packed. Maybe it was because it's a rainy day. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking if the economy's that bad, I don't know. It's certainly not reflected by this crowd. Frank Miller this morning with Gordon Deal. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark.
Good morning, Heidi. Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday. Yeah, take a look at the market.
Thank you very much. So,
yeah.
You got to tell me about the markets?
I was and I am. Yeah, so stock futures are looking a little bit higher. They're off of early highs, though. There's some breaking news. There's just been a reported outage at the at a Chicago data area data center, which is impacting the CME. Overall, stock futures a little bit higher. Not much movement so far ahead of a shortened session. Stock markets are set to close at 1 p.m. Eastern today. NVIDIA shares may remain in focus following some reports that Meta Platforms is in talk with Google to use its custom AI chips. Now, the company is reportedly looking to buy some billions of dollars worth of Google's TPUs for data centers starting in 2027, and they may rent TPU capacity as early as next year. Fellow tech giant HP is looking to cut up to 10% of its workforce, or about 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, as part of an AI-driven transformation strategy. Restructuring is looking to generate some $1 billion in gross cost savings. Campbell's has terminated its vice president, Martin Bally, after a recording surfaced of him earlier this week, making offensive comments about the company's products and employees. Bally allegedly described Campbell's products as, quote, highly processed and for poor people, and also made derogatory remarks about employees. Campbell's, though, defending the quality of its food and its ingredients, saying that the comments were false and do not reflect the company's values. Package delivery giant UPS indefinitely grounding its fleet of MD-11 aircraft following a fatal crash earlier this month that killed 14 people. That grounding is due to inspections and repairs required to meet FAA guidelines. Apple is expected to surpass Samsung as the world's leading smartphone seller in 2025. That's the first time that'll happen in over a decade. Counterpoint Research says that Apple's market share is expected to reach 19% this year. Samsung's is expected to fall to around 18.5%. Apple's expected to maintain its market lead through 2029. Well, like we said, it is Black Friday, and Amazon's alerting its over 300 million customers to be vigilant against cyber criminals that are impersonating company representatives. The FBI says that account takeover fraud has resulted in over $260 million in losses for more than 5,000 complaints since January. Some new data showing just what consumers are looking to buy this Black Friday weekend. And it's not luxury goods so much as it is essential items. Even socks are included. Shoppers expected to spend less overall this Friday compared to last year. A lot of that due to affordability concerns. Consumers just looking for good deals. The National Retail Federation expects a record number of shoppers, though, nearly 190 million. They're expected to do at least some online shopping between now and Cyber Monday this year. And finally, well, the anticipated premiere of Stranger Things Season 5 caused a brief outage on Netflix yesterday, even despite Netflix increasing bandwidth by 30%. The sheer number of viewers tuning into the highly anticipated series finale led to the temporary disruption. Netflix acknowledged the issue, stating that service was recovered within 5 minutes, and it was unusual for a non-live streamed event. By the way, Season 5 of Stranger Things expected to deliver another $200 million for Netflix. I have to admit, though, I didn't contribute to that. Much of my day yesterday was spent watching the National Dog Show. Back to you, Heidi.
Did you really watch the dog show, Frank?
I did. My wife is a big dog person, and so we watched it at 12, and then we watched the replay later in the day. So, yes, we love puppies in our house. So there you go.
Well, listen, I'm not going to criticize you because I love to watch the dog show myself. I was just watching football all day long. I didn't know it was on. I would have watched it. Who won? Was it a poodle again? Tell me.
You know what? You know, it's funny because, like, we always watch it, but I never see who wins. Like, we just like watching the dogs, and then our dogs and our cat, you know, likes watching it on the TV, and I don't honestly know who won. I went to Google it before it went on the air here, and I don't know who won, honestly, but that's not the point. It's the the competition, I guess, is all that matters. It's just fun to watch the dogs.
Well, it's fun, and they have a lot of new breeds and that kind of thing. Let's talk for a second about Black Friday. You talked about the Black Friday stats, and you know, it looks like people are going to be watching their wallets a little more closely and buying, you know, things that they actually, you know, you're talking about socks and things that people definitely need, as opposed to just buying a lot of luxury items this year.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's just people are just pinching pennies and just looking to save any way they can. And, you know, even myself, it's like with the pets, and the local pet store has a lot of like deals and Black Friday stuff. So we're going to stock up and, you know, get some of the big 50 pound bags of dog food. And hopefully that'll last us through 2027. But the way our dog eats, you never know. It could last until Monday. So there you go.
Right. Well, no, that's not a bad. I didn't realize that some pet food places did that. But see, here's the thing. Black Friday, we remember when people would sit there in front of Best Buy in their lounge chair all night long, right? Waiting for that TV or Walmart or whatever. And now, I mean, Black Friday's been going on for 2 months. That it's kind of lost any kind of cachet that it ever had.
Oh, it's funny because my son was asking about that, you know, about a week ago. He's like, oh, they've already got Black Friday sales going on. I'm like, well, yeah, they've had Black Friday sales going on probably since October at this point, you know, because, yeah, like you said, yeah, you know, all the camping out and all that stuff. And, you know, I think instead of setting up camping chairs, people are just going on to their favorite website and just hitting the refresh to hope their deal comes back in stock, you know. So, yeah, the times have changed, you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah, they have definitely changed. And this year, people are looking at things a little more closely, I think, as far as watching their wallets. But
absolutely.
The shopping has definitely changed. I've noticed a lot. Now, I used to be the queen of the drive-thru. I mean, I was in the drive-thru several times a week just getting fast food. And that's gotten so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Gordon Deal talking about, you know, Gordon Deal was talking this morning before I came on about the whole idea of how lunch is now $20 and it's costing people a fortune. And I'm thinking, yeah, I used to be able to get a burrito and a drink or whatever for $5. Good luck finding that anymore.
You know, it's funny because like a lot of the sit down restaurants, you know, like the national chains and stuff, it's like you can go get a sit down and a steak and all kinds of stuff for cheaper than you can get a lot of drive throughs these days. You know,
yes.
Like you go to the local, I won't mention the specific names, but there's a major, you know, one of the major fast food chains, you know, you get the bill and it's like $40, $50. It's like, wow, I could like have a steak dinner for this. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, for that, I could pick up a hot chicken and a loaf of French bread and take it home right? and have it for 3 days.
Right. Yeah,
I know it's it bothers me because I do love my fast food and I hate the fact that it costs so much now. But, you know, that's a lot of factors are at play, obviously. And then they're trying to make themselves sound like they're a deal. But you get, you know, a half of the food for even not even close to the old price.
Right. And in order to get the prices, you have to go onto their app and you have to sign up for the account. You have to apply the deal. Then you have to make sure the deal is valid during. I mean, it's like it's not just like presenting the coupon at the counter anymore. You got to go through the app and apply all these deals. You got to be like an IT technician a lot of times just to order a meal and save a few bucks. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess, to put a few extra bucks
in
your wallet.
That's true. My husband works at the app like a boss for the grocery store. He doesn't do the fast food thing, but he works it like a boss and he saves us a fortune. I don't like it because to me, it's just reminds me of Big Brother. They're spying on everything you buy. And I don't like that, but some people don't mind giving up a little of privacy to have all their information, you know, to have it out there to save a few dollars.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a difference between paying, you know, $5 for a double cheeseburger or 10. You know, is that worth your privacy? I'm not the one to answer that question, but, you know, that could be a topic for discussion someday for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I can honestly say I have never downloaded a fast food app. And every time you go to McDonald's, which I don't do, even though their cookies are great, I don't go there that often because I just, you know, don't anymore. It's too expensive. But when you pull up there, the first thing they ask you is, are you using the app? And I'm thinking, no, I'm just here in person. Isn't that good enough?
I know. And it's almost like you're the outlier. It's like, whatever happens. Yeah, I know. I mean, if you pay with cash, I mean, then you really get the double stare. You know, it's not only expected to use the app, it's like cash. It's like, okay, what's that? I don't know. So,
you know what it's becoming? It's becoming like young people say, if you say hello to somebody in a Starbucks or something, you're considered creepy. But if you get on an app and they have no idea who's really behind that, then that's okay to approach somebody that way through an app.
Yep, there you go. It's the safety net, you know, I guess anonymity, I guess, is what do they call it? Keyboard muscles and all that sort of fun stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a very 2025 has just been a really weird year. And I hope 26 brings a little more normalcy, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Frank Miller from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.